Is it possible that you've had coaching wrong this entire time? Hey, it's Steve, and this is the Career Competitor Coach's Corner. In 1983, North Carolina State University head basketball coach Jim Valvano took his team to the ACC basketball tournament, knowing his season was on the line. The Wolfpack had not been great, barely even good that season, as they entered the tournament with a 17-10 season record. Back then, this would have made them one of the last teams into the NCAA tournament if they were even invited. But Jimmy V, as many called him, was about to lead a truly spectacular run of basketball that would cement his legacy as a coach. In a league that was home to only 8 teams at the time, NC State would win 3 games in a row to be crowned the ACC champions at a time when they were positioned in the bottom half of the conference. It looked like the Wolfpack had hit a slice of luck over that 3-day tournament, but this group of men had known this was possible for some time. Known for the relationships he had with his players, Coach Valvano had held a meeting in late January to address the fact the season could be slipping away unless something changed. He and his staff initiated a meeting to discuss what had caused some of the recent issues and where the group felt they could get to in the final third of the season. The players themselves may not have known it at the time, but Jimmy V was prepping them to optimize their performance for the run-in into March. The art of coaching is not what the movies and stereotypes of sports have made it out to be. It's never been about who can scream the loudest. It's not about who can create the best military type of environment to rain hell on players. And it's never been about taking all control and demanding that people simply follow. A trait that never gets enough time in the spotlight is the art of facilitation. And the greatest sports coaches have a knack for creating moments with their teams and athletes where they facilitate growth in sometimes miraculous ways. While the craft of coaching gained momentum over centuries through sports, here I am coaching today far away from any courts, fields, pools, or weight rooms. Coaching has become a skill set and industry for that matter, far beyond where it originated, which makes the need to emphasize, highlight, and double underline what makes great coaching more important today than ever before. You see, I lose count weekly of the amount of folks who insist they coach others within their role. It seems everyone who has someone to talk to within their work or life for that matter is conducting some sort of coaching. Is it that easy that you can just drop some coaching in your day whenever you get the urge to do so? Furthermore, are all these people claiming they are actually coaching people who know they are being coached? Coaching, when executed correctly, prioritizes personal discovery in others. It's about guiding individuals on a journey of self-discovery that leads to lasting change. And at the heart of this process lies the attribute of facilitation. To facilitate is to make something easier without ever insisting on the methods or process required. It's about creating an environment where individuals can explore, experiment, and grow at their own pace. Now, think again. If you are claiming to coach people on a weekly basis, solicited or otherwise, are you refraining from insisting on the methods or processes required? Much like in sports, we want to see people win. And while wins are undoubtedly important, true coaching transcends any scoreboard. It's about something deeper, something transformative. When Jimmy V brought that group of young men together to meet in January of 1983, he opened the meeting, he asked questions, and slowly, he let the players manage the narrative and focus of the meeting. The moment he detected that the players saw the same potential for their season as he did, he moved into facilitator mode. He kept the conversation alive, but let the players dictate the commitments and expectations for the remainder of their season. True coaching is about respecting what others need so they can win on their own terms. It's about being curious, attentive, and respectful. It's about simply being there for them, providing support and guidance as they navigate their own journey. The more we facilitate, the less we dictate. And in doing so, we honor the true art of coaching, a process that fosters growth, empowerment, and self-discovery. So, whether you're a coach on the field, in the boardroom, or in life, remember this. Your role is not to solve problems or dictate outcomes. Your role is to facilitate growth, to empower others to discover their own path to success. That is why when that group of men ended up winning 9 games straight to end the 1982-83 season, they did so by standing their ground while going head-to-head with 3 of the nation's top 5 teams over that time, knowing that this was the caliber of competition they had planned to play, to then find themselves playing for a national championship to win game number 10 in a row, coming against the nation's unanimous number 1 team at the time, no less, the University of Houston. Jimmy V had the dream. And he empowered his players to own that dream so they could be the ones to turn it into a reality. He facilitated the making of a champion before they took the court that night. The players, they took ownership for doing the rest. The red and white of NC State, your 1983 college basketball national champions. Thank you for listening to this Coach's Corner, dedicated to my alma mater, NC State, who became the ACC basketball champions this past weekend. First time in 37 years. It's the second time in my lifetime, but to be fair, I wasn't even 2 the first time around, and I couldn't say NC State, never mind know where NC State was. So with that being said, an incredible feat for my alma mater. I hope you appreciated me going down memory lane here with you on this episode. But when we listen to what it was that I provided here, take ownership for that. If you want to coach people, go ahead and do it. But understand that your role is that of a facilitator. And I look forward to hearing how you go away and implement some of these insights within your world, wherever that may be. But in the meantime, best of luck with anything and everything you've got going on. And I look forward to doing this all again with you very soon. Bye for now.